This is Batgirl, and this episode of Legends of the Dark Knight features Stephen C. Phillips and Mike Blanchard.
Hello, and welcome to the debut and episode zero of the Legends of the Dark Knight podcast. This show will span between Batman the Animated Series, Batman Beyond, and all the animated Bat films. Today, we'll be starting with a description of the Batman the Animated Series show. I'm Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me on this Bat-tastic journey is TFG1 Mike. Hello.
Hello. Yes, Steve got this idea after listening to the world-renowned, famous Secret Origins podcast. So this is the next line in the GCRN's DCAU podcasts, and after this show's over, I've got a Superman the Animated Series podcast idea lined up.
We're an original bunch, can't you tell?
No, not really.
Yes, we hit one franchise, we have to hit them all.
That's right.
Well, mostly.
Yes.
Yes. But this podcast will run a span of 40 episodes.
Yep.
All between October and of this year to whenever it gets done.
Yeah.
Because it will either be more than likely is going to be a bi-weekly show at, like, just depending on how our schedules turn. With all the other shows. We're probably going to do it in season sets, is what I'm thinking, just to kind of break it up like a, almost probably like a 10-episode span, kind of thinking, so that we can have four seasons out of it, and that way we're not, of course, you know, you can never get burnout on Batman. There's just no way. If you get burnout on Batman, you're un-American. Or on whatever you are. You're not human.
You're un-bat-tastic.
Yes, you're un-bat-tastic.
We need to let the people know right up front, the way we are going to be reviewing the episodes is how they are listed in the DVD sets, the Volume 1 through 4 sets, and the Batman the Animated Series Complete Series set. So however they're listed on those DVDs, that's how we're going to be reviewing them. Just because it's easier that way for us.
Yes. And see, you have the complete box series set.
Yes, I do.
You lucky, lucky bastard.
This was something that, and it's because I am a fan of TV shows on DVD.com, and I stalk their website all the time. When this was first announced back in early 2008, late 2007, I forget when the original story came out about it. This came out, the complete animated series big box DVD set came out November of 2008. I jumped on it. I paid after tax, I think it was $77, which was like $30 off the MSRP. At Best Buy, and this set is fucking amazing. It is a direct DVD port over from the volume set, so you don't lose any features, but they also didn't add any features to the main part of the series. They did add a bonus disc with one new feature. That's really kind of my one complaint about the DCAU's complete series sets. Sometimes they'll only release one edition, I mean, one additional disc is fine, but you can put more features on there than just one feature, because the feature on this disc has something to do with Batman the Animated Series. The rest of it is just commercials for other Warner Brothers stuff. The only set so far in the DCAU Complete Series DVD sets that has more than one new feature is the Batman Beyond Complete Series DVD set, which I also have.
Yes, you're a punk for that. I have all the individual season sets.
Yeah.
Which was the only way I could get them legitimately, because I bought, and Mike knows this story, I bought the Batman the Animated Series Complete Box Series set on eBay.
Bootleg!
It was bootleg. Not only was it missing letters, but things on it were spelled incorrectly. Some of the colorations were wrong. And it wasn't, like, the colors were kind of, that was kind of a minor detail. It was mostly the text. It said animated. There was no T. Animated. And we're comparing them. I'm looking at mine. He's showing me his. That sounded so wrong.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. But,
he turned on his webcam. I wouldn't turn mine on.
Let's move on.
But anyways, yes. So essentially what we did is we came to the conclusion I had a bootleg.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to send it back. And then I had to obtain all those individual season sets, which I have to say is better than not having them at all.
Yeah, I mean, you're not really the only thing you're missing out from just having the individual volume sets versus the complete series box set. You're missing out, obviously, on the limited edition packaging. You're missing out on the 40-page limited edition booklet and that one extra bonus disc with that one extra new feature. Everything else is the exact same in the volume sets. I kid you not, they're the same discs. They're the same everything. There's no change whatsoever. The only change was that they said, oh, hey, let's mash it all together, add a bonus disc, put a really great art booklet in there and put it into some special packaging. That's all they did. They did not take anything away from it. It still has all the 12 commentaries. It's just a port over. That's all it was. So, the other thing, and you and I kind of didn't discuss this beforehand, but I had the idea, as we get through each season, I think we need each season of Batman the Animated Series. I'd like to change up the theme song a little bit in the beginning, because, you know, obviously normally we'll have the main Danny Elfman theme that everybody knows. But I think once we get to, like, when it switched to the Adventures of Batman and Robin, I think we should use the Shirley Walker version
for those episodes.
And then once it switched again to the new Batman Superman adventure thing, I love that theme. That is like I love the Batman the Animated Series theme that Danny Elfman did, don't get me wrong, but the Batman Superman Adventures theme where they mashed the BTAS and STAS themes together, I absolutely love that theme. So we'll probably use that at some point as well.
Yeah, we will definitely switch between the themes because, well, face it, Batman the Animated Series did change its theme 3 times.
Yeah.
Even though technically one of them is technically kind of a restart of a continuation of the series at a later point.
Right, yeah.
But it still deserves to be shown.
Oh, yeah.
We will have 4 different themes to the, you know, basis of this.
Yeah.
Of the episodes of the actual series, because this is covering Batman the Animated Series, Batman Beyond, the films.
Yeah.
It will cover Batman Mask of the Phantasm, Sub-Zero,
Return of the Joker, and that completely shitty, not in continuity thing, Mystery of the Batwoman. I hate that
movie. It's technically in the continuity somewhere.
It's not, okay, it's not in the direct continuity of the series. It's like a side story. It's like an alternate reality to the series is the way I look at it. I mean, it's in there because all of the people that produce the cartoon TV series are working on it. Kevin Conroy's there. All these people are there. But, I mean, it technically was just a one-off DVD movie that they did.
Technically, yes, and technically no, because, I mean, obviously we'll get more into this later, because I can see this is going to be a debate. But
it is.
it technically still takes place during season four, if not after season four, just because of what is displayed there. But we'll get into that at a later time, since yes, this is the intro, after all. We will be talking all of the episodes of both series.
Yep.
We will be talking not only those movies, but we'll also be including in this, and this kind of has a jump over to Justice League or the Secret Origins podcast. Mm-hmm. The epilogue episode will also be featured.
Yeah, at the very end.
At the very end, after. So, that will be in there. We will also focus on the Batman toys.
Yep.
Which will be an awesome addition.
Yep.
So, yes, that there's tons to look forward to, and we will have, I'm sure, some important information in there sprinkled throughout of the toys and whatnot.
Yes. And hopefully, we're not promising anything as of yet because we haven't made the contacts, but hopefully by the time the show starts, we can possibly get cast and crew interviews.
Yes.
Steve is like biting his nails over here. I want to talk to
Camel
now.
There's three that I want.
We are going to, we would love to talk to these people. Kevin Conroy, Mark Hamill, Bruce Timm, Paul Dini, James Tucker, all these different people. Not Kevin Altieri.
Will Friedle.
Yeah, Will Friedle. I was thinking other producers. Eric Radomski, that was the other one. He was another one of the producers. Yeah, Will Friedle, Cree Summer,
Mark Hamill.
Yeah, I mentioned that already.
Kevin Conroy.
I mentioned that already.
I know. I'm reiterating.
You're just rubbing it in, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. So, yeah, so look forward to that coming this this Halloween.
Yes, and we will be covering the first five episodes in this awesomely entertaining Batman show. Actually, the first four episodes.
I was going to say, what the hell are you talking about?
Yes, my brain is in the crapper. Yes. Yes, we will have our shit together for the episode, so don't worry about this. This is just kind of a brief introduction, kind of not only one, to get the feed started, two, so that we can get you guys pumped about it, because it will be an awesome informational show.
I am really looking forward to this. I mean, you know, I don't think we really said this on air, but coming the end of this year, beginning of 2012, Geekcast Radio Network is not going to be known so much for our Transformers franchise coverage. We're actually, you know, branching out into other avenues of stuff that we love, and this is one of them. There are going to be some really, really awesome episodes, and there are going to be some really, really crappy episodes.
Yes, and you'll be able to tell the crappy episodes that we cover based on how little we say about it. Because, I mean,
No, crappy episodes are how much we say about it, because they'll be ranting.
That is true. I definitely did not think about that, but...
Yeah, the good episodes is where we don't say much, because it's like...
Because we're going to be like...
There's only so many times you can say, this was fucking awesome, this was fucking awesome, oh my fucking god, this was... There's only so many times you can say those words.
But we'll be descriptive, and we'll promise to keep with the tradition of our other review shows that have been out before.
Yep.
With some nice Batman twists in there, and hopefully some new information that we can all learn from it.
Oh, yes.
So, yes, for now, we're going to watch Batman do the hula. No, no comment. Thank you for joining us here on Legends of the Dark Knight. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can leave comments on all of the episode posts there. There are no forums. I don't know why I still have that in there. Leave the show feedback in iTunes, which you obviously will have to wait until it comes out. Follow us on Twitter, Legends of the Dark Knight, which is L-O-T Dark Knight. For those that can't spell, L-O-T-D-A-R-K-K-N-I-G-H-T. My Twitter is SCP-21. What is your Twitter?
DFG and Mike.
Become a fan on Facebook. by searching out the Geekcast Radio Network. You can call the voicemail line, and I encourage you to do so. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. The number is 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoy this episode as well as the future episodes to come. For now, I'm Steve Megatron Phillips with...
TFG and Mike.
Saying, in the immortal words of Batman, I am vengeance, I am the night, I am Batman. Thank you for listening, until next time.